you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
What is art therapy? And what does an art therapist do? We have the answers right here on today's edition of Career Talk. Welcome and stay tuned.
An art therapist is someone who engages in this mental health profession, which marries both art and psychology.
Art therapist Leslie Ann Bell Navis. She explains that art therapy, sometimes called expressive art or art psychology, encourages self-discovery and emotional growth. It involves the use of drawings to express feelings, emotions, and perceptions through the creation and analysis of visual and other sensory symbols.
It's a mental health discipline that uses art, specifically visual arts, like drawing, painting, sculpture, photography, to help persons deal with their emotions or express different difficulties that they're facing using art.
Art therapy engages the mind whether for relaxation, counseling, or academic purposes. Ms. Bell Navis says recognizing the significance of art therapy is important as this allows more persons to benefit from the process.
The key thing with art therapy is that it involves art where the person has to create and there is this self-expression through that process, and it's less threatening to use words to talk about their frustrations or their anger. You know, within our culture, we tend to be very guarded.
The profession is also a useful treatment tool for children who often have limited language and communication skills, as well as for uses in the medical field. Mother Yolisa Bowen-Golub says her son had an issue dealing with the loss of a family member. She shares how enrolling him in therapeutic art sessions improved his life tremendously.
When he started art therapy, all he drew was a grave and very dark colors. And at the end of art therapy, he was able to draw grandpa outside of the grave. It's very important for kids to do art therapy because by their drawing, you can actually see what they're feeling and what they can't put into words, they can put it better on the paper.
She adds that she would recommend art therapy to anyone going through emotional issues.
I would recommend it even for adults who go through trauma. I would recommend it because guess what? When you're going through that amount of pain and you have to formulate the words, you're not going to get it right. But when you can draw it, somebody can see exactly what you're saying, especially if they're trained.
Mrs. Bowen-Golub admits that initially she didn't know that art could be used for emotional distress. There are not many art therapists in Jamaica, and it can be a risky career because of the lack of work, but there are avenues for development.
Art therapy can be marketable, but there honestly are some factors culturally that's impacting the growth and development of the field. Right now, I'm the only one that is trained. But in terms of the Caribbean, I think it's about 7 or 8 of us.
Ms. Bell Navis provides the steps needed to pursue a career in art therapy.
It's mandatory internationally to study it on the master's level. As it relates to Jamaica, we have no program here locally. The only thing we have is a postgrad certificate in art therapy at Edna Manley.
Art therapist Leslie Ann Bell Navis. We've come to the end of today's program. Thanks for your company.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease, no. Hand washing is key.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.